Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Delaware Live Music Podcast, part of the Rehoboth Social Podcast Network. Find us on Audio Boom, Spotify, iTunes. Today we have a special guest, Brian Scar. Before we get to that, let me read this. This podcast is brought to you by This podcast is brought to you by Thomas David Salon. Thomas David Salon is one of Delaware's premier full-service salons. Located in the upscale Painters Mill Shopping Center in Milton, Delaware, you will be treated to an amazing experience by one of Thomas David's highly trained and super friendly stylists. From a haircut to a color and even waxing, Thomas David's welcoming environment has you covered. To make an appointment, call 302-827-2466. My name is Jim Rezac, and this is the third episode of Delaware Live Music. We have in the studio today, Brian Scar. Brian, say hi.
Howdy, folks. Glad to be here.
I'm pretty clumsy today. I'm banging and everything.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah.
So far, you hold the record as being the closest... You had to travel the least distance. What are you? You're local, right?
Yeah, I'm Harbison, just about 10 minutes from here.
You said that. And, yeah, so that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had, so far we've had the Honey Badgers, which I think you know those guys, don't you?
Never actually met them, but we've talked frequently and they're good people.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I think they are the ones that kind of gave you the, referred you. Good. I'm glad they did. Because I keep saying that I really don't know a whole lot about you, but I do. I've gone on, you know, online since we started talking. The first thing, okay, I got to get this out of the way. Your guitar is killer. This is killer. Can you tell me a little bit or tell us a little something about that guitar?
Because it's. So this guitar is called a Teton guitar. Actually, a guitar company I'm endorsed by. Back in 2018 is when I got the endorsement.
Nice.
So I've been playing their guitars, and they're a company based in Idaho Falls. They design the guitars, and then a small independent company in China makes them, sends it back, and then they, sell them.
Nice. Well, it's in the we'll post pictures, of course, because my description isn't going to do it justice, but. You know, from the pick guard to the actual, I don't know whether they call that spalted wood, but the sides of that guitar is beautiful.
Well, the sides on this particular guitar is Cerakote.
Okay.
Which is a wood made in, I believe, Mexico. And the pick guard is actually one I designed. It's pretty much, it's not real wood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I went on Photoshop and I took a picture of the Teton Mountains and then I put different wood grains.
Yeah,
different files I found on the internet and put them together.
It's just, well, it's an eye-catching instrument, and while you were warming up here, I got to hear it, and I put the headphones on into our little system here. It really sounds good. It's got that booming dreadnought kind of sound. We're going to hear, hopefully, a couple of your songs today. Before we do, I'm going to throw you under the bus here and just have you give us a little introduction. Tell us a little bit about you, where you are, how you got here.
Well, I've been in Delaware pretty much all my life. Kind of started in music about when I was 13 or 14. My grandfather's guitar. It was a Martin D28.
Nice.
Actually, it wasn't my grandfather's, it was my uncle's, I should say. And that was from 1977. That's when the Martin was from.
Nice.
It actually took a while to get back to me because my uncle passed away when I was 4, and that was kind of before I knew him.
Yeah.
And at that time, his friend had gotten the Martin with the stipulation that if, you know, one of the family members got into music, he'd have to give it back. And so thankfully, I got back into music around 2008 or 9 is when I started taking it more seriously.
Yeah.
So I was able to get it back.
Nice. You said something interesting, and it's funny, we musicians, the deals we make, and maybe it's true in other aspects of life, but I'm just recently involved in a deal that, you know, someone sells you a guitar and they say, I'm going to sell you this, but the stipulation is you go to sell it, I get the first right of refusal. It's like, it's big because we know we have that we have that regret. I wish I had a dollar for every story that began with I wish I never sold this, but I used to have a local guy, Milford, a very good friend of mine, Junior Wilson. About 20 years ago. So he had a good friend pass away, and his wife, widow, called Junior up, said, "Hey, look, I'm going to sell his stuff, but I want to give you a first shot at it." So he went, and he was telling me about it. I said, "Yeah, I picked this, I picked that, I picked this, a bass amp, and this." And he said, "Two things I picked up that I'm not going to sell." I said, "Yeah, what are those?" And he said, "Well, 1954 Fender Champ, which was in great condition, and a 65 Twin Reverb." Mm-hmm. A couple of years, I ended up with both of them, and that is not even bug. I wasn't even bugging him. He just decided, "Nah, I'm going to sell." But it always started with, "Now I'm going to. If you're interested, you can have this, but I got to be the guy you call." But I recently have a Martin guitar that it's going to be finding its way back to its original owner. So I thought that was kind of cool. Where do you play locally around here? Where can people go out and hear you?
Usually you can find wherever I'll be on my website, which is www.briancarmusic.com. Okay. But my usual spots around here is Chesapeake and Maine, the Salted Vines.
Okay.
So pretty much kind of the breweries and the vineyards is where.
And for our listeners, you just gave your website. That's Brian with a Y, correct?
Got it.
We got to make sure we do that. It'll probably come up, but still. It's important, and that's what, please interrupt me, and we want, anytime you want, we want to hear where they can find you on social media, where they can find your music, your performance, everything, so it's yours. With, you feel like jumping into the song this bright and early?
This bright and early? Well, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll give it a shot.
And you can tell us a story about it. We'd love to hear it.
Okay. So this is a song I wrote probably 6 months ago. I had just gotten one of those clear acrylic bird feeders. And I put it on my window, and it took about a week and a half for the birds to get familiar with it, and they started coming to it. But I put it up around winter time, and then the blue jays started coming. Now they barely fit into it because it's only maybe 8 inches, and blue jays are pretty tall.
They're big.
But whenever they come in, they're always like screeching like the devil, and I don't know. And all the birds kind of flock away. So
there goes the neighborhood, right?
There goes the neighborhood. So that's kind of where this song came from. It's called The Blue Jay Boogie.
Okay.
Off the various bluebirds. Yeah, in the country, among the ponderosa pines, screeching like the devil, way up in the sky, he's the prince of the blues, dancing like a fool, swooping and swaying to the rhythm of the wind. When he lands down softly, he grew so happy, he jumps up high, shining brightly, for he don't worry, ain't no hurry, he's just doing his thing, called the Blue Jay Boogie. Soaring through the woodland, looking for a perch, strut his rough blue, the way that he do with that black line collar, make the cardinals want holler, swooping and swaying to the rhythm of the wind. When he lands down softly, he grew so happy, he jumps up high, shining brightly, he don't worry, ain't no hurry, he's doing his thing, called the Blue Jay Boogie.
That was good. First of all, kudos to being able to deliver something with that energy this time of morning. Oh, yeah. You're a little sick down here. We invite you down here on a Monday morning to sing.
Before you got here, yeah.
Oh yeah. That's a given. You need. I'm getting better at telling people that. Oh yeah, make sure you have plenty of coffee. This is great. Do you remember when you first got into music?
I want to say I was around 7 or 8, and my grandmother was teaching us piano, and that was probably my first dip into music.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Often where it starts, and then interesting. I was probably about the same age, and because an older cousin, this is where the universe steps in sometimes, because an older cousin had played the accordion, I think I heard the words coming out of my mouth to my mom and dad, hey, I'd like to play the accordion. Fortunately, they checked with someone who was an expert, you know, and said, oh, before you play any instrument, you really should learn the piano because it helps. And it does, theory and stuff. I mean, that's not the route I went, but mm-hmm. it made me dodge the accordion bullet. No offense to accordion players out there, but I've got this Far Side comic in my head now. But there's a huge benefit to that. When did you pick up the guitar?
I want to say I was probably 5 or 6 years later.
Wow.
Yeah. At the time, I was influenced by my brother and sister. They were in marching band, so they kind of had the traditional orchestral instruments.
Yeah.
So I wanted to play trombone because at the time it stood out the most to me. It's kind of like a lead instrument.
Yeah.
And so when I was in fifth grade, that's when I was in elementary school, and they were doing the, write down the instrument you want, and then we'll see if we can work it out with you. So the band teacher I got, I put down trombone. I played it, and he's like, I don't think this is going to work out for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so he got out a baritone next.
Oh, okay.
And he said, we're almost there. And then he lugs out this big tuba. He said, I think this is your instrument. And it just seemed to naturally fit. But being that age, I didn't see the benefit in being a bass instrument.
Right.
Yeah, it's not until you're older, you're wise enough, you're like, oh, yeah, the bass is kind of important.
Right.
So at that time, I was really upset because I wanted to be the trombone. His reasoning for making me pick up the tuba was saying, you'll have the biggest instrument in the band, and that's what girls like. Well, he lied because no girls were into the tuba.
Yeah. Hey, so what do you play? Tuba. See ya. Right.
That was pretty much what it was.
Well, so I don't know if I'm telling a dirty little secret here, but and it probably is not true in your case or the band director's case, but, mm-hmm. you know, having worked with band directors, you know, they get those years where everyone wants to play saxophone. Yeah. And they got like 15 and no clarinet players. So maybe they... You know what? You'd be good at clarinet. Have you ever? You know, they get that thing going. No, I've seen it done, and they, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh. I know I teach guitar, and there's if someone comes to me with an 8-year-old and says, hey, what I should start them on acoustic before electric, I'll go, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of honest. If someone has a 14-15-year-old that they're buying a guitar for Christmas, it's going to surprise. Now, he wants an electric, but it's best to get him an acoustic, right? And I say, no, get the kid what he wants to play or he's not going to practice. You know? But kudos to you. That's good. But see, you have what I call a real music. I banged on guitar chords, and I learned it backwards. So, you know, I got into and learned theory and stuff today. You know, went to college and stuff like that. But I think that's good. And for your, real important question. Original song, obviously. I know you said, hey, I was inspired by this, but I want to make sure to make a big deal of that. That's you're an original musician, and mm-hmm. That's where that stuff comes in. I just like these kinds of stories. Sorry. But your first, do you remember your first guitar, what it was, or how you got it?
My uncle, like I said, he was the musician in my family from my dad's side. And when I started getting into it, he had a old flamenco guitar.
Okay.
And that was actually the first guitar I learned on, was a big old classical guitar with the wide neck.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing was frustrating as all be.
Yeah.
And I learned chords first.
Right.
I learned my A's and B's and C's.
Yeah. That's also interesting because I think you mentioned the classical style guitar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well-meaning parents like, well, we're going to start them on this because it's, and this, gosh, I love the sound of a nylon string guitar.
Yeah.
But if you get a kid who wants to, you know, bang on some, you know, I don't know, 21 Pilots, stuff like that, and you know, you got to.
It's a little tough at that time.
Right. What do you think? You got another one for us?
I do. Might have to tune up again.
Once again, I just want to remind people tuning in, this is the part of the Rehoboth Social Podcast Network, and you can find us on Audio Boom, on iTunes, and on Spotify. And I say that because this isn't the only podcast. There's, I think we got about 9 of them now, and there's everything from subject matter of you know, food therapy, I think it's actually billed as. Mental issues and addiction. It's a great podcast called Anonymous. A brand new one called The Gifted. But there's, like I said, there's 9 of them. And let me give justice to all of them. We have Full Send. It's a weekly coffee review chatting about events, current and from the past, so that's cool. Broken Stoked, which is actually how I got this gig. I was a guest on Broken Stoked, and that was fun. And it was with Tom and Carlos. I'm going to go off script on this one. I would recommend everyone tune into that. I'm not even going to describe it. Just tune into it. It's a fun podcast. But the food therapy with Gretchen, chatting with local chefs, and it's not just about recipes and stuff. Had a very interesting one I listened to recently. People are in the food industry, and it's a different slant on it, kind of neat. Rehoboth Social, Tom, who is the owner of Thomas David Salon, he interviews and speaks with local, part of that small village mentality, you know, like we're all helping each other, and local businesses are invited in, and it's a great podcast. So yeah, check us out. It's not your father's podcast. Let's coin that phrase. Anyway, why don't you tell us what you're going to play? If you have a story behind it, we'd love to hear, because that's what we live for.
All right. This next song is called Harbison, which is 10 minutes from the road. This is kind of inspired from listening to some Tom T. Hall. I don't know if you guys know who he is. He's a great storyteller.
Yeah, I'm old enough to know that.
There you go. Well, you know, good music ages very well, and that's kind of what it is.
Nice.
And basically, I was inspired by his storytelling, and he did some songs about where he was from. So I thought I'd give a crack at it and write a song about where I was from, which is 10 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
So this one's called Harbison. There's a town where I spend my younger days, 30 miles south of the Air Force Base. Town so small that just 1 mile is all there is to it. Just a little stretch on Highway 5. Well, there's a broken cemetery, Allen's chicken plant, oh, and a blue dark bus out and take you there and back. Oh, I remember evenings playing baseball, my brother and my sister up the bat. And our father, he would throw, and the way that ball go, often swung into the old pine tree. One of my favorite things when I was young, strolling with my granddad down the road. We'd bike and we would run till the sun went down. Stop to pet horses along the way. Well, there's a broken cemetery, Alan's chicken plant. When a blue dark bus and take their back. Growing up, a lot has changed about me. Nothing's really changed in Harbison. Mother, she still walks and she prays quite a lot, but she always had time for round of gin. Well, there's a broken cemetery, Alan's chicken plant, but when a blue dart bus hadn't take there and back. Well, there's a broken cemetery, Alan's chicken plant, and a royal farm that just moved in today.
Excellent. I'm very much a lyric person. I like looking for the little gems, and that's loaded with them. That's great. And if you're around here, you know exactly. You've painted a good picture. Let me put it that way. Very, very good. Nice stuff. Nice stuff. This is really cool. Sometimes I assume too much. So can you talk about the places that you play again, and maybe like where specifically where they are, and maybe, you know, time and, you know, a little bit about them, because I really want people to come check you out. You know?
Okay. Chesapeake of Maine, which is part of Dogfish Head Brewery, mm-hmm. is right in Rehoboth, right on the avenue.
Cool.
Pretty much right next to where the Dogfish is. And they have a lot of great people, local musicians who come. And it's usually from 6 to 9 on Fridays and Saturdays, I believe, sometime during the weekend.
Nice.
And the other place is Salted Vines Vineyard, which is in Frankfort, Delaware. It's kind of off the beaten path a little bit, but it's a wonderful place filled with wonderful people.
Yeah.
Filled with wonderful wine.
I play... Harvest Ridge and breweries and stuff like that, and
the Marydale one.
Yeah, and there's a guy who he's not there every time I play, but when he is, he says you got to get up at the Salted. He's been on me to contact those people, and just for his sake, I'm going to do that someday. But yeah, they sound like really cool places, and I haven't seen them yet, but you seem like you probably bring a good vibe to it, or it's a good. You know,
well, they keep wanting me back, so.
No, that's a good sign. Right. They don't throw stuff at me.
That's right.
Excellent. You got any? This podcast. Kudos to Tom. He gets it up and running. Like I think last week, Hoochie Coochie was in here, and Danielle and Fats, and before we even got to our cars and drove out of the parking lot, I think he already had it up, uploaded to the cloud, the sky, whatever. So since it is current, just wanted to find, people can go back and listen to this a year from now, which is really cool. But since it is current, is there any place, anything you have coming up, any releases or anything like that?
Well, I've got two more shows left for the decade.
Okay. That's a great way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah. 99 Sea Level, which is in Bethany.
Okay.
It's kind of a part of a hotel. And then Friday at Brody Joe's, which is in Salisbury, Maryland.
Okay.
And that's from 6 to 9. Besides that, for, kicking off the decade 2020, we're working on a new album, which is pretty much taking songs from my EP and redoing them. Not all of them, but some that stood out.
Yeah, it's cool to do, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Besides that, hopefully, I'm going to try and get more theater shows. I just got a trio going, which is me.
Oh, nice.
A stand-up bass player and a fiddle player. That so kind of had that bluegrass,
yeah,
country sound.
I mean, that seems like a good. That seems like you're that what I, you know, what I've just heard here sounds like that would make that blossom. Mm-hmm. And your songs are great anyway, but I mean that sounds like a lot of fun. That's cool.
It is. It's a different feeling playing with a bunch of, you know, other musicians, especially on stage. It's kind of like you share one energy.
Right. It's my favorite gig. You know, I've been playing guitar all my life, but I really didn't start writing until about 9 years ago or so. And that's my favorite gig, you know, playing like a songwriter circle, whatever. And please, you know, I'm, as my father would say, I'm busier than a one-armed paper hanger, but we got to stay in touch because I actually, not to plug myself here, but up in the Wyoming, Delaware, near Dover, I have a monthly, it's going to kick in this year, monthly, it's called Last Friday, and it's in this old ice house, little very intimate setting with a tiny stage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe not even three people. Maybe I did one there already with Lauren Cooney from Wilmington, and she and I did a songwriter. It's not a circle; it's only two people, yeah. But it's really cool. And they'd love you up there. So, yeah, you'll have to keep in touch with me. Say, hey, you know, because I'll forget. And
you'll say, okay, no
hey,
worries.
Man, what'd you say about that song? What was it? You know, please, you're not bugging me. But yeah, that's great. It was a pleasure. Brian Scar is visiting us today in the studio, the Delaware Live Music Podcast, and we're going to get him to do hopefully one more song. Can we do, squeeze that out of you?
I think we can do one more.
Okay, and then we're going to get on with it. But I thank you again. It's from my point of view, you know, just for. The people I've had in here, I've bumped into on gigs, get to know a little bit more on social media and stuff. But with you, it was a brand new, you know, clean slate, and there's something cool about that. And it was my pleasure getting to know you a little bit here. Looking forward to hearing the last song, and then we'll get out of here.
All right,
let's hear it.
This one's called Beneath My Feet. It's the title of my last album. It's kind of my love for nature kind of stuff. Hello, Carolina. Hello, evergreens. No, I'm so glad to see you on this side of Mississippi. 'Cause I love the mountains and the earth more when the sun do shine. Feeling of a clear blue mountain creek beneath my feet. Canyons. Hello, juniper. No, I'm so glad to be here, right where the earth is pure. 'Cause I heard corners walk along beneath the desert sun. That spirit moves inside of me, inside of me. Cities, goodbye polluted skies. No, I'm so glad to leave you so far behind. 'Cause I'd rather be in the wild country where the river flows, touch the wind on a mountaintop where the corn don't grow. Ride a horse down a dust trail in the early spring.
You're beneath my feet. Beneath my feet. Nice, man. Very good. This is Brian Scarn again. Can you repeat your website just one more time so people can hear it?
Sure, it's www.brianscarnmusic.com.
Brian, thank you very much for being my guest here today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, I assure you. Thanks to everyone for listening to Delaware Live Music, a podcast, part of the Rehoboth Social Network of Podcasting.